Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jerry is ready to go, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, sir.
You're right, man. I'm ready to go. Excited Let's about roll. This weekend.
Okay, and I'm excited about this weekend. I think we all are. But even though he looks good to go, does your heart ever skip a beat when Dak pops up on the injury report?
Well, I didn't know he was on the injury report, frankly, and I don't think there's been a little more made of that than is, but maybe it's my mind can't dare go there, even if there's a symptom. So right. I haven't recognized him being on the engineering report. I mean, the injury report. Just shows you, I can't even say it. My mind won't let me go there.
Yeah, we can't even put Dak and injury report together. I got you. Now, and I know it isn't new for y'all, but do you believe this run of three games in essentially 11 days is almost always, year after year, a huge part of what defines your regular season?
Well, I think that that's pretty sweeping to make it year after year. But as it turns out, this year is particularly appropriate to say that. You know, the quality teams that we're playing these next three games, the fact that they are in the time span we're talking about right here, really does put an onus on us. And the bottom line is, I think that we all feel like if we were going to go here, let's go here with what we got today. I like where we are. I like where we are with our availability of players, and you don't know if you're going to have that month from now, and you don't know if where you're just I like the spot that we pushed it up here to.
Well, I'm glad you kind of bring that with these specific players too, but Jerry, we've been talking about monsters in the middle of this defense for quite a while, and it was nice to see that pay off Monday night. When exactly did you decide we have to invest hard at that spot?
Training camp.
Okay.
Far back as training camp, and that actually was the deal. Really, I had tried to get Williams at training camp, and it was a considerable part of the thinking relative to anything we might do with any other players. So when he did become available, it was not foreign thinking or spur of the moment thinking. It would. Had it on our minds, really, I've had it on my mind since the beginning of training camp. We need to bolster up the middle of our defense because, as you know, I'm going to be very simplistic, but we've been exposed. If you look back over the last several years, we've really been exposed when we got really down to the serious games and at playoff time, and a big part of it was because we couldn't stop that run.
Yeah, something you just can't cover up for sure. I was watching sounds from the sideline, and Quinnen Williams was imploring Ezeraku and Overshown to trust him to do his job, which was going to allow them to go make big plays. And I know we talked a lot about trust earlier in the season, Jerry, but how much did you hear about Quinnen Williams' character before you made the move, and how important was that personality trait to getting him?
We covered him when he came through the draft, and we know what a player he is and what a special, really individual that he is. And that is hard to put in the same body at that position. And you frankly had at the center of the universe pass rushers for a lot of years. And but why not go ahead and say pass rusher plus a run stopper? Wait a minute now. That's saying a lot right there. You happen to have one here. You see what he brings to the table, and it does elevate every player around him. And then it elevates that secondary, elevates those linebackers, boy. He takes up blockers that were getting out on linebackers potentially.
Now, Shoddy has said, looking at the Eagles, he thinks that the team can stop the tush push, and I have no doubt that the plan is in place. I wanted to loop back around and get your thoughts on that play itself, especially since the Eagles have been running it in succession at times, just like third down, fourth down. What do you think about that play?
I give a little more credit to the Eagles' ability to do that tush push better than anybody. And when it was being debated, the Eagles basically said, look, we've just come up with a way. Skill is a big factor here. And everybody can do this. Well, it takes special players, special quarterback to do that. There are some aspects of it that you can criticize. But frankly, man, when you zero in on any play or any particular concept, whether it be defense or offense, you can come up with some critique of it or where it is competitively or what it might do competitively. And then you can come up with all the reasons why not to have it. I've had them take plays out over Roy Williams, our linebacker. That's really where you got the horse collar tackle. You've seen it done with the you saw it done even earlier than that when Michael Irvin would run out there and kind of pop that defensive back kind of subtly on the hip was going straight down. And, of course, next second he was separated by about 2 feet and there the ball was. And, boy, they pulled that out from under us quick at the league level.
Philly seems to have, Jerry, some strife internally in that locker room. Do you think a team and players all have to get along in a locker room to win, or is there some other trait that's more important?
Give me some of that strife. And now, you know, that's by definition, really. And if you mean that everybody, I'll never forget one of the biggest debates ever was what music was going to be played in the dressing room. Was it going to be a little bit of country? Was it going to be a little soul? Or what was it going to be? It became such a furore that we had one big player that nobody would mess with, and he said, guys, we're just going to make it church music. Oh. And so they called and so they made it church music. Listen, there's a lot of different background, a lot of different thoughts that go on when you have that many people and working together. But that's the importance of the team. That's important to sort out what's important to winning football games. That's the key. What is important to winning football games? Every boat rises. Everybody will get to hear a little more music. They'll get a little, lot more of happiness if you can all come together and win the game.
Jerry, do you suppose you're a little bit country or a little bit rock and roll?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just such a great fan. I grew up at the time that you know, Elvis popped up there, and at the same time, Johnny Cash, you said, who is that? What was that coming over that radio? I used to wake up. My dad would play that music so loud about 6:30 in the morning when he was moving around, get me up, and we'd get in there, and he'd be humming around. That was Johnny Cash, and that was Elvis, and everything in between. And by the way, Elvis was a strange sound. But there's some great music over there. I live real close to Memphis, relatively speaking, about 100 miles going up. And that was really a hotbed. You could have a lot of those artists coming out of that Memphis area that were blending that blues with that country sound and maybe a little soul coming in. I know the Hall of Fame for blues is right there, West Memphis. And so, or one of them anyway. So, bottom line, heard a lot of that sound being evolving. When we lived when I was above the grocery store. My sister and I and Mom lived above the grocery store. It wasn't like it sounds. It was great. It was great living. But just right across the way was an all night drive-in. That's where you put the tray on the car, and they'd drive up, and they'd serve Cokes, and then you'd pour your bottle out. And they didn't have drinking and driving back then. But I know this, it was a serenade all night long with Hank Williams and all those songs. I used to make up songs and show Mother, and I'd make those songs up for her. I wanted to be a songwriter.
How much trouble would you get in with your parents or whatever authority figure if you stayed out at that drive-in until 7 a.m. or something like that and broke their rules?
Well, of course, that one, I got up to it. I wasn't 100 feet away from it across the lot, but I think they did make them close in the wee hours. But I didn't have a lot of problems there. I was the driver when I was in high school, and I really was. I'm not kidding. I was the driver, and I was the one that didn't drink. And I didn't drink till I got to college.
Now, CD.
You trying to figure out how to transition out of that, Corey?
No, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with it. CD said.
Y'all opened something up. I don't know if you opened this up, but I'm headed there.
Okay, all right, good. And I was going to make a Sunday morning coming down reference, but here we are. CD said he felt disrespected that people said he was throwing up in the hotel lobby because, quote, I can hold my liquor. And there was an era of party hard Raiders, and the early 90s Cowboys partied hard. Do you have a problem with players partying the night?
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Before a game.
Yes, I do. And I don't have any problem with partying, but I do want everybody to have their, when we roll in there and we have the team meetings, we have our special teams meeting, which usually has most of the team that's involved around the special team, except the specialist, of course. And, but still, the idea is this is a business trip. Let's get down to business. Let's check it all. Check it all back in Dallas, and let's get in here. And see, that's the night that they spend the night together. As you know, they can say, but it's not quite the same routine, let's put it like that, that it is when you're home. But still, it's age-old. It's been going on forever. We play a game on Christmas this year. And I remember one year in Tennessee, I got these great Santa Clauses, and we played on Christmas Eve. And these were beautiful. They were porcelain and as pretty a thing as I've ever seen. And they were about 16 inches high and maybe 10 inches wide, and it was a beautiful porcelain Santa Claus. So I dressed up and went around to all the players' room like Santa Claus, and I was Santa Claus and left them each one of those porcelain Santa Clauses. A lot of them still have them.
That's nice.
When was the last time, though, Jerry, that you woke up and said, maybe I had too much last night?
Well, I Let me tell you this. It doesn't take but a teacup. And I would like to think that, you know, when I first bought the Cowboys, I had perfect health as far as I knew. And I never went to sleep after I bought. I just couldn't sleep. I was so keyed up and frankly, concerned. And so I would drink quite a bit. And not matter of fact, I slept out at Valley Ranch, slept in the main boardroom there. And but the bottom line is that I wouldn't sleep. And then I stay up later, I'd probably have too much. And that combination of things is called a good time heart. A lot of med students get it as well. It's when you just don't ever sleep. And when your body gets tired, you supplement it with a little alcohol possibly or something to keep you going. And it hurt me pretty good there. I've had arrhythmia ever since. And but a lot of people have arrhythmia.
Man, I this is a fascinating direction this conversation's gone. I've enjoyed it. If I can loop all the way back around to the Eagles, I know we were talking about Strife earlier, but what do you think about the job that their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, has been doing this season? Because it feels like there has been some negative comments towards him.
Well, I just think they're being very smart with him. He's being very smart. I'm a big fan of Jalen. He does remind me of Dak Prescott, and they're familiar, similar in a lot of ways. Dak, of course, has that has a tremendous leadership quality that I just couldn't speak to with Jalen one way or the other. But I do know this, that they have some similarity in my eyes. Having said, both of them were outstanding college players. But both of them wasn't expected or thought that maybe there was not quite the stereotype of being a NFL quarterback. But what did they show? I think they're protecting him a little bit, which I understand that too. But it seems like with his ability to run the ball, his willingness to run the ball, his strength, his actual leg strength, which is impressive. Never seen a quarterback have that kind of leg strength. Those are the type things that I think you've got in Jalen Hurts. And if they can push all that up and get in range of a Super Bowl, obviously that can win big games in playoffs. And I know that's their plan.
Jerry, do you think that, I mean, we felt like this defense looked really good Monday night. We're very excited about it. Do you think this team can be better when Diggs comes back?
Well, I think if Diggs plays at the level that he's expected to play, yes. Yes, a big yes. And so it's just amazing what additional healthy talent can do for your execution and game plan. And frankly,
yes.
The production of the players that are playing around that returning our player. So the answer is a big yes there.
How confident are you then specifically that Diggs can play up to the level that y'all need him to?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No one knows. And so we'll just see how it goes. He's obviously been limited, and we'll just see how that goes.
And Jerry, I we've tried to do this, you know, frequently when we're talking about this, but can you kind of put into words how slim of a margin of error this team has from here on out for the rest of the season?
Yeah, every game is I think we just ought to shrine it, put it up there, play it as though it's one of the last games we'll play. That's a little different idea when you start off and you're playing 17 games and you look forward to potentially being in the playoffs, so you've got a lot of games to go. We have a situation, but we've got the team to do it. We've got a situation where each one of these games, starting right here, not looking past, but starting right here, we can empty the bucket to beat these guys. and that's what we'll try to do.
Now, the game you've got coming up on Thanksgiving, obviously, y'all partner with Salvation Army and have raised millions and millions of dollars over the years. The day before Thanksgiving, we have our marathon charity show. We'll go for 13 straight hours. Do you have any words of advice or help to get us raise as much money as possible?
Well, it is absolutely such an opportune time. We all have our heart filled with especially the needs of young people that won't have the kind of holidays that they should be having at that time. And so I automatically think of children. That's not where it stops. But I do think of children. It could stop there. But just the ability to step out and make families have a better time, a better thought that there is the charitableness that there really is in Americans' hearts. I think this day says that by the way we turn around and give. And I must say, I could have never imagined that when we did the first Thanksgiving Day tribute to the Salvation Army, kicked the Red Kettle campaign off with Reba McEntire. I'll never forget, Reba and I were on KRLD at the time, and we were talking about what we were going to do on this halftime for the Salvation Army. And my daughter steps in and told me I just lost my father. I had just lost him. So it's a big time for me to think the first time. And I could have never dreamed the Salvation Army will accredit us incrementally for raising over $4 billion since that first Salvation Army recognition. You had the plan in place. You had literally 3 million volunteers and multi-thousands of Red Kettles. And so you had the way for everybody to step up and put a quarter, put a dollar in that Red Kettle, and you had the system in place to get it out to the best way possible with no overhead and put it in the hands of the people that need it through help. It was an ideal thing, and it to me is the perfect way to show what sports can bring apart from the entertainment value of what it brings to people.
That is tremendous. We will try to do our part the day before Thanksgiving as well. Thank you very much, good sir, and best of luck against the Eagles.
Great to be on with you, yes. Bye-bye.
There you go. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, I know there's plenty of things to discuss in that, and we veered off in a totally different direction for a few minutes. But the thing I will obviously immediately go back to, and I understand what he's saying. I feel like all Cowboys fans understand what he's saying, is when you ask, can this defense be better with Diggs? If he play, I'm paraphrasing, but if he plays to the level that he's capable of playing,
I think there's an if he plays, too.
Yeah. And
that's another factor.
Well, and then the follow-up, what's your confidence level that he can play at that level? I don't know.
Yeah, good follow-up, man. Yeah. And that's, I think everybody's in that boat with us.
Sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
Like, I don't think we know either, because and that's why we're asking. But, I mean, like, listen, dude, I saw somebody suggest the other day to Broadus, hey, would you make him a safety? Heck yeah, I'd make him a safety. Can you imagine him back there covering ground if he's healthy and capable of it? Like, you're doing okay in some of these. Siobhan Revell was good.
Yeah.
He was good. Now, I don't want to overexpose him yet, but he was good. Bland's good. How are you feeling about Kalen Carson? All right, can you do something else with this guy? Maybe I don't need him to tackle so much and be a Donovan Wilson, but I need somebody back there covering center field. I don't know. There's a lot of good options here, dude. So hopefully he has that desire to be out there and do something special.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're all on the same page. It's just usually it feels like not only from Jerry, but from team representatives, the right thing to do. And the thing that people usually do is, oh, yeah, he's the best. Or not just about Trayvon, about anything. It's like, oh, of course.
Cause I don't know. It seemed like whenever his name's been brought up, there's been a sigh of some sort.
Exactly. Because, like, even Travis Kelce on his podcast was like, oh, I think we still have a chance. And that was a big article. And I was like, well, no kidding. It would be a way bigger deal if he's like, not really.
We're done.
We're done. And so just when you hear the straight up, I don't know, that feels real.
Yep.
And I think that's how we all feel.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.